CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 5th of June 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. Band plans updated, high impact balloon going up, RSGB convention news. Amateurs are advised that updates to a number of band plans are now in effect in the UK and across IARU Region 1 as of the 1st of June. The changes to 80 metres, 30 metres and VHF provide for greater flexibility for narrow band digital modes. The new version also includes some editorial updates in other bands. For full details, go to the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/main/operating/band-plans. On the 9th of June, a team from High Impact, including DRM61 Mark MW1MDH, will be launching a high-altitude balloon from a site in Welshpool. It will carry a Habduino as part of a project with schools in the area. Mark is asking all amateurs and shortwave listeners if they would help track this flight and feed the data back into Habitat, the web-based Hab Tracker. http://tracker.habhub, that's habhub.org. The launch will take place around 11:30 a.m. and the Habduino will be transmitting on 434.650 MHz, RTTY 50 baud, 425 Hz shift, 7 data bits, no parity, 2 stop bits. The call sign to look for is Barnaby, B-A-R-N-A-B-Y. If you weren't able to visit the RSGB convention in 2015, some of the lectures were recorded and are being made available to members via the RSGB website. That's www.rsgb.org/video, and click the RSGB 2015 convention link. In 2016, the convention is looking forward to welcoming John Rogers, M0JAV, who will speak about diagnosing and reporting RFI problems. He will outline the new EMC-assisted diagnosis reporting process and will explain what is needed for Ofcom to consider investigating RFI cases. Booking information can be found at rsgb.org/convention, where you can click on the convention logo to book. A 2 metre signal from the UK was heard across the Atlantic on the 2nd of May. It had been reflected off the structure of the International Space Station. Following 2 weeks of preparation, Tim G4LOH in Cornwall and Roger VE1SKY in Nova Scotia attempted an FSK441 contact. With a mutual window of less than 1 minute, VE1SKY was able to copy G4LOH at a distance of 4,401 kilometres. This was the first signal received via ISS bounds from Europe to North America and the first intentional signal heard via ISS reflection in any direction across the North or South Atlantic. Thanks to the Brazilian Amateur Radio League, Labra, radio amateurs who will visit Brazil for the 2016 Rio Olympic Games will be able to get on the air easily during August and September. Any foreign amateur will be able to operate in Brazil, regardless of whether there's a reciprocal arrangement. No IARP or SEPT license is necessary and no fees are required. You just need to send a scan of your passport identification pages and license, a list of the cities you intend to operate in and when, plus an email address to executiva, that's E-X-E-C-U-T-I-V-A, at labre, which is L-A-B-R-E .org.br. The MSF 60 Hz time and frequency signal from Anthorn radio station will be shut on the 9th of June from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The interruption to the transmission is required to allow maintenance work to be carried out in safety. More details, www.npl.co.uk/time. Registration is open for the third International Air Ambulance Activity, a 9-day special event. The 2016 dates are the 19th and 27th of September. To register your station, go to tinyurl.com/figures2016-IAW. The Marine Buoy ZL1SIX, with its low-powered transmission on the 30-metre band, is now floating around the Pacific Ocean. Bob ZL1RS reports that the solar-powered buoy is transmitting the weak signal WSPR and JT9 modes on the 30-metre band. The yacht Windflower launched the buoy in the middle of the South Pacific Ocean, with its last location being south of Fiji and Tonga. Data sent hourly shows the buoy travelling at around 1.8 kilometres per hour in a north-northeast direction. More details, including tracking, are being mapped online www.qsl.net/ZL1RS/oceanfloater.html. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. This weekend, the 4th and 5th of June, the Sussex Electronics and Radio Fair takes place at Eastbourne Sports Park, Cross Levels Way, Eastbourne, East Sussex, BN212UF. The venue has free car parking as well as camping and caravanning on site, and there are disabled facilities. Talking station will be in operation, as well as a special event station. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, admission £3, with children free. There'll be indoor-outdoor trade stands and catering on site. There's a room for talks and demonstrations. More information from Dave, G8PUO 07807074538. Today, the 5th, the Central Scotland Amateur Radio Mini Convention takes place in Crofthead Community Education Centre, Temple Rise, Dedridge, Livingston, EH546DG. There's car parking on site and the venue has disabled facilities. Doors open 10 a.m. with disabled visitors 10 minutes earlier. Admission £4. There'll be trade stands, a flea market, special interest groups, an RSGB bookstore and lectures during the event. A raffle will take place. Details from John, MM0JRR 01506437908. Also on the 5th, the Spalding and District ARS Rally will be taking place in the Sir John Gleed Technology School, Holmer Garden, Spalding, PE11-2EF. The venue has free car parking and talk-in is S22. Doors open at 10 a.m. There will be trade stands and an outside car boot area. Catering will be available on site. More from John, G4NBR, 07946302815. On the 11th of June, Martin Lynch is celebrating his 60th birthday at MLNS, Wessex House, Drake Avenue, Staines, Middlesex, TW18-2AP. Customers old and new are invited, with the event co-hosted by Yesu Icom and Kenwood. There'll be plenty of refreshments with hot and cold drinks. On the 12th of June, the 15th Junction 28 Rally will be held at Alfreton Leisure Centre, Church Street, Alfreton, D557BD. The venue has car parking available and disabled facilities. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups, and a raffle will take place, also a licensed bar. More information from Anya Lawrence, 0115 930 7322. Also on the 12th, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival will be held at Orwell Crossing, Lorry Park, A14 eastbound, Nacton, Ipswich, IP10-0DD. There'll be a talk-in on S22, car parking available. Doors open 9:30 a.m, admission £2. There'll be an RSGB bookstall, a car boot area and bring and buy. Special interest groups will be attending. There's a licensed bar and catering available. HF station running GB4 SWR will be on the air. Details from Kevin, G8MXV, 0771-004-6846. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of RSGB News, or Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. On the air until the 15th of June, Kevin K6TOP will be in the British Virgin Islands, IOTA reference NA023 with a call sign VP2V/K6TOP. Find him on the 10 to 40 metre bands working CW in his spare time. Send QSLs via Logbook of the World. John 2M0JMN is in the Cayman Islands, NA016, operating a ZF2MN until the 17th of June. He's operating holiday style on the HF bands. QSL cards M0OXO. Valdi SP7IDX is active from Vanua Island, EU046, as LA/SP7IDX. Until the 10th of June, QSL's home call bureau, direct logbook of the world, or club log. Gérard, F6CKD, is on the air from French Guiana until the 15th of June as FY stroke call sign. He's mainly 20 and 17 metres. QSL's F6CKD. Jonathan KK7PW is on the air as 5X10 from Uganda until the 8th of July. Activity 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres with 5 watts. QSL EA5GL. Hans DF5UG is on the air as 9M2QQ from Segamat in West Malaysia until the 15th of June. Activity mostly 20 metres using SSB, QSL home call. Jeff K5WE is on the air as XR0YS from Easter Island, SA001 until the 8th of June. Activity 80 to 6 metres using mostly CW and some RETI. He may be active on 160 metres depending on local conditions, QSL home call. Now for special event news, radio amateurs of the ARI Fidenza group will operate a radio station located close to the keel of the yacht Elettra, Marconi's floating laboratory, using the call sign IY4EC. The station will be on the air today, the 5th, as part of the museum ship's event. Chertsey Radio Club has the extended use of GB9LIZ until the end of June to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. The club has been operating most weekends from HF on HF from Leyland Park and during the week using DMR modes. Thurrock Acorns ARS ARC will operate GB90QEB on the 8th of June, celebrating the Queen's 90th birthday tea party being held at Tilbury Riverside Project from 2 till 4 p.m. Members of the Virtual Amateur Radio Club will operate GB90QB for the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations using SSB and data on the HF bands from the 9th to the 13th of June. Details qrz.com. Goulsden ATS will operate GB2ER over the weekend of the 10th and 12th of June. Crystal Palace Radio and Electronics Club will be running GB6CPR on the 12th of June to celebrate the 60th anniversary year since their foundation. Operating will be on the HF and VHF bands at 21 Overhill Way, Beckenham, Kent, and will coincide with a street party in the same road. Station will be accessible to the public. Contest news. CW National Field Day ends its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today, the 5th, on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange signal report and serial number. Southeast Asia Network Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 5th. The CNET area encompasses CQ zones 22, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 and 29, which is a triangle extending from India in the west to Japan in the north, east and Australia in the southeast. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The UK 6-metre group's annual Summer Ease contest ends its 24 hours at 1300 UTC today, the 5th. You don't need to be a member of UKSMG to participate. The exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and membership number if you have one. The UK Microwave Group is holding another low band contest on 23, 13 and 9 sems today, the 5th, running from 1000 to 1400 UTC on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday, the 80-metre club championship data leg will take place from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, it's the 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend from 1600 UTC on the 11th to 1600 on the 12th, the French DDFM 6-metre contest takes place. Using SSB, CW and FM, the exchange is signal report, serial number and the 4-digit locator. Multipliers are the French Département and French locator squares. On the 12th, the second 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. If you're intending to take part in the 3-watt section of the 2-meter backpackers, you might like to carry on for an additional 3 hours at the end to do the full 7 hours of the practical wireless event. The 2-meter low-power contest takes place 0900 to 1600 UTC. Maximum power on this one is 3 watts, and the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The annual IARU ATV contest takes place from 1200 UTC on the 11th to 1800 UTC on the 12th. The contest includes all bands from 432 megs up, and additionally the BATC will run an ATV contest on 71 megs and 146 megs at the same time. Full details and links to the log sheets are at tinyurl.com/IARU-ATV-figures16. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The solar flux index declined further this week to the mid-80s. A quick look at an image of the sun from the Solar Dynamics Observatory on solarham.net shows why. On Thursday, two sunspot groups were rotating out of sight on the sun's limb, leaving a fairly blank disk. As a result, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will diminish to 75 to 80 for the whole of next week. This week has been a quieter geomagnetically, with maximum K index of 3 and a low of 1. As we mentioned in the last report, this week may start off very unsettled, with the K index up to 5 this weekend due to a geo-effective recurring coronal hole on the sun's surface. After a respite midweek, next weekend may also become unsettled. The highlight this week has been prolonged sporadic E openings on the upper HF bands. These have brought lengthy short skip openings on 20 and up, and hopefully may continue. Rare but collective, but relatively local, DXs included both Monaco and San Marino on 10 metres. If you're fairly new to the hobby, look around 28.5 megs for signals around mid-morning, mid to late afternoon and early evening. Also look for FM signals around 29.600 megahertz. Beacon hunters should look between 28.125 and 28.235 megahertz. Now, the VHF and up propagation, the weather pattern is fairly slow moving, and although we start with high pressure, this will get displaced to the east. This could still provide some tropo from northern Britain across to southern Scandinavia. Low pressure approaching from the Atlantic will introduce some showery weather and warmer and more humid southerly winds. If these showers are heavy and thundery, they could produce good rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. As we said earlier, we've had a good start this week for sporadic E, with many days of European sporadic E on 50 megs upwards to 144 megs. Tea time on the 30th produced strong 144 meg signals from YU1EV and others, copied from East Anglia right over to West Wales and the Isle of Man. Disturbed weather patterns with strong jet streams are what is required for sporadic E, but the next week is looking quieter as the jet stream migrates to the northern parts of Europe. This could mean to Scandinavia more often than southern Europe, as in recent weeks. If you do one thing, check the VHF bands for sporadic E around tea time before eating, and you'll catch most of what develops. With high declination, the moon is favourably placed for EME, with low losses earlier in the week. And that's about it for this week from the propagation team, and that's all from me also. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.